Welcome to the 10X Your Sex Podcast. Join Jay and Amy as they reveal sexy secrets to having phantasmagoric orgasms, intensify intimacy, and prepare to penetrate fantasies, touch every desire, and turn on the lovemaking heat. Get ready to take your sex to 10X.
Welcome back to the 10X Your Sex Podcast. I am Jay, and I'm with the always lovely Amy.
Hello there, and thank you for joining us again.
Today's podcast is about the orgasm. Whether you've had one or not, we want to help you 10X your orgasms. And if you've never had an orgasm, we're going to help you have an orgasm, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Yep. We're going to help you figure out if you've had an orgasm. Some people may think they've had one, you know, because they've had things that have felt good.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just want to describe just for those who may not be quite sure.
What percentage of the population do you think have not had an orgasm? Even if maybe they think they have, but they haven't. And that means either clitoral, vaginal, or anal, or whatever, however many different orgasms there are. What would you say the percentage is?
That would be something good to look up.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. If you know, put a comment on our Facebook group. You can find us at facebook.com/groups/ how to have better sex. We're going to start by having Amy describe what an orgasm feels like. Okay, so how would you describe a basic orgasm?
I believe a basic orgasm, a female basic orgasm, it starts out like a really warm and tingly feeling down in my, I would just describe that like.
Like in your vagina?
Like in my vagina. And,
okay.
And like maybe inside your vagina and maybe around your clitoris, all of that down there just starts, it gets like warm and tingly.
Yeah. All that stuff's connected.
Yeah. All that stuff's connected. Yeah. And that feeling keeps getting stronger and it keeps building the more you play with yourself or you play with, for me, it's,
oh, sure.
For me, I like clitoral stimulation the best, but if I was describing maybe masturbating and having that kind of an orgasm,
right.
But it doesn't matter. But as you, whatever stimulus is.
But what if nobody's orgasmed?
Well, you have to have, you're doing something. You're doing something to create a this sensation. So you know that you're feeling,
right.
You know, this okay. is how you're feeling. You should be right. feeling, whether you're using your hand or you're, you know, rubbing against a piece of furniture.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're humping something or whatever.
Something like, you know.
Okay. Right.
The spin cycle.
Yeah, you know, from Great Outdoors.
Yeah, from Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
So, like, however this comes about, this is what it would feel like.
Okay.
Like it gets warm and tingly, and it just keeps building. It
okay.
keeps building the more it's stimulated. And
okay.
Then,
so, if it hasn't been stimulated in a while, it may not take as long to become fully stimulated to reach an orgasm.
I wouldn't think so.
Right. Okay.
Right. It wouldn't for me.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But it just starts getting more intense, and you're, you know, then you start breathing quicker.
What else happens? What else?
You start feeling, you know, like maybe flushed or a little bit heated,
okay.
like around like your face, and
right.
your breasts might get extra tingly, and
oh, wow.
you know, playing with your nipples will feel really good, and
that'd make for a good podcast. Nipple play,
yeah.
Well, yeah, nipple play and nipple stimulation, because I don't know if a lot of people, men probably especially, play with their wife's nipples much. You know, a fair share of them just stick their penis in, do their business, and that's good sex to them.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
That would be a good podcast. Nipple play.
Nipple play.
Nipple stimulation.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgive the interruption. So, your nipples start tingling and or get sensitive?
Maybe not everyone.
For you, it does.
For me, it does. And
okay.
it may, I'm sure. Be that way for a lot of women. I
okay.
mean, that's maybe one sign, you know, that you're experiencing something. So all of that is connected and just keeps building in intensity. And it's almost like you can feel it just like, you know, it almost has a feeling of it just keeps getting to a point where you know something is going to happen. You feel you getting bigger and more intense.
Okay, so describe the peak then. How would you describe the peak of once your body kind of like takes over? Is that kind of what happens?
Yeah, your body takes over. And if you let yourself just surrender to it,
yeah,
and just keep going with it, you just let it ride. Like just,
so if you're masturbating,
going and keep going, because you know when you're going to orgasm, you know that it's happening, because it will just like explode in like this.
So it's like shocking, a jolt of energy.
A jolt of energy, and it's like, right, you. It's like, oh my God, it's building, Oh, and then you know, like
yeah,
it just, it's an explosion. Yeah. It feels
That's
like
hot.
An explosion, and then you just. This feeling of pleasure and bliss comes over you, and then it starts slowly fading, and then you just feel yummy and good and lovely
and that's that
euphoric.
For me as a man, what you just described is very, very parallel to how I feel when I come. There's a stimulation to get the penis erect and fully engorged and filled with blood, and the higher your testosterone, the better your health. The more excited you are, the longer it's been since you've stimulated yourself, the fuller and bigger you're going to be, right? So, and then once friction is involved, be it a hand, a mouth, a pussy, or an ass, and depending on the lubricants and many different variables, that will determine your overall sensitivity, kind of how you feel. Like if you use a warming gel, like I enjoy doing, mm-hmm. then that heightens that sensation for me, mm-hmm. especially in full disclosure, Amy and I intake THC products. Take that as you will. Judge if you wish. We would appreciate if you didn't, though. It has helped my anxiety, Amy's as well. And it's,
definitely my anxiety,
yeah,
for sure.
We feel far better mentally, emotionally, relationally. It has truly, truly helped us. In the sex, it has absolutely just opened Pandora's box.
Yeah. We it opens our mind. I think that's what makes our orgasms so big. Because
agree.
It is not how it used to be.
No.
Like, my orgasm now is not.
No.
Not what I describe generally at all. It's way bigger than that.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. So when a man gets stimulated, he wants the friction to be faster for sure sometimes, but there are different techniques, especially masturbation, and that's a whole podcast topic, probably a week's worth. Depending on the stimulation and if his mind can control his ejaculation and can control the length and time he wants to stretch out that pleasure, because sometimes you just have to come. You're like, fuck, I'm going to bust. And then you're done, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. The guy's apologizing. Hey, I can't. Give me a minute, you know, depending on their age, and I'll be able to come again. But if the guy's fantasy that he's got cooking up in his head, be it his wife or partner, girlfriend, whatever that is, or if it's an allowed or a shared fantasy, which is a podcast
we have episode a lot of too. Podcast episode,
I guess. Yeah, we do.
We like to branch off a little bit.
Yeah, please subscribe. If you're enjoying and getting something out of this, we would greatly appreciate it. We have gratitude for that for sure. So we thank you for listening. But yeah, a guy can stretch out that pleasure and kind of control when he comes, but sometimes you can't. And sometimes you got to beat the shit out of it to get, you know, you got to pound the pussy as hard as you can to get it to come. But when it does happen, there is that buildup. There is that, it feels like either, you know, and more blood is coming into the penis. It feels like your penis is swelling, mm-hmm. because it is. Your penis is likely getting warmer. It's getting hotter because you're at probably the peak of your breathing capacity, mm-hmm. and capacity of your heart. Your blood is pumping hard. That's why it's so important to be healthy, mm-hmm. to do what we're talking about. So when I reach the peak, it's sharp. Sometimes it's like it's razor sharp, where it's just like, oh, it's very, things come to a finite point, kind of, you know, so mm-hmm. to speak. because you've got fluid traveling through your dick. Mm-hmm. So you've got that sensation when that happens, and that cum when it shoots out is body fucking temperature. Mm-hmm. It's hot. That's why when I cream pie you or breed you, and I just bury it fucking deep, mm-hmm. you know, I got that devil dick going, and the shit's just hitting right, and we're deep, passionate kissing.
Okay.
And then I shoot my load right then. It's hitting your cervix, and it's warming your cervix, so that gives you a whole different level of pleasure. But the way, and I Kegel, you know, I clench my butt.
I do too.
Every guy does. Yeah, mm-hmm. you Kegel, you kind of clench your butt, which puts even more blood into the penis. It makes it even fucking harder mm-hmm. at that point. Plus, it's helping you shoot ropes and ropes of hot, sexy cum.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to put it.
Well, and that's a good reminder for me to elaborate a little bit more on an orgasm, because a woman is very similar. We don't have sperm, but we do get wetter. So when you come, you know, you come, you have an orgasm, you do get wetter. And that's, I guess that's kind of like a woman's ejaculation in a sense.
Oh, for sure. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. So when you have clitoral stimulation and your pussy gets wet, mm-hmm. that's doing a couple different things, right? It's lube for my cock.
Yes.
Which is hot. Mm-hmm. To me, the best laboratory on the planet is the human body. If your pussy is creating a fluid, I already know that's going to feel good on my dick.
It's going to feel good on your dick. And it's also, like, from a reproductive standpoint, it's creating an environment that helps transport sperm to the egg. I mean, it's a bodily,
perfect,
a natural bodily function, but it has a wonderful side effect.
I love that. So, and that is why, in my opinion, like the duality of that, reproduction is sexy as fuck to me. As a guy, I don't necessarily consider myself an alpha male. I've got feminine qualities, but I love me. Mm-hmm. I love who I am.
I love you.
You know? And we could go on and on about that, but as a male and as a quasi alpha male, when we make love, I want my cock to be 2 foot wide and 8 feet long. I want it to pulsate, vibrate, heat up, heat you up, and shoot a gallon and a half of cum deep in your pussy. For real. That, to me, from a man's perspective, I want to be the beast. I want to dominate you. Now, I know there are times when you and I make love, and it's beautiful. Whether we have THC in us or not, mm-hmm. we make love. And it's absolutely lovely.
Every time.
And the orgasms are phenomenal.
Every time.
Phenomenal. Yeah. As a male, you know, looking at sex from, it's designed for reproduction. It's designed to populate the species, right? Mm-hmm. But that part of it, that male want and desire to breed and seed his woman, is at its root who we are as a species. Think about that.
Right.
We love reproducing. We love children. We love making children.
We weren't.
They're beautiful things.
We wouldn't be made the way we are if we weren't meant to do that.
Right. It would hurt, or it wouldn't feel as good as,
right,
good God, we get it to feel.
Right. Right. It's got to be. Why would it just be a reproductive means if it wasn't so pleasurable?
Right.
I don't know. But that can touch on some touchy things, but it's just, it feels so good to orgasm. Oh,
amazing. Really amazing. Well, and my whole point was really about just that, the root. And they don't call it a root chakra for no reason.
Right.
It's the root of who we are. We, as human beings, like to fuck.
And it's red like blood.
And it's red like, you know, blood, and it's hot like fire. Because mm-hmm. it fucking is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the first time you came?
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe later we can talk about the type of orgasms you have now.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do. I like that. My first orgasm was probably when I was pretty young.
Okay.
And I don't know for sure how young, but it was probably 7, 8, somewhere in there. I mean, it was fairly young.
Right.
And I hadn't even known about anything like that until I was invited to a friend's house that lived across the street on the corner.
Yeah.
And
were you friends with this girl for a while? Like you knew her pretty well?
I don't remember that. I just remember being at her house because I don't think they lived there for very long.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't remember her much after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But she invited me over to play. And then at some point while I was over there, and all it's weird when to think back on this because it seemed all the other events of the day seem fuzzy,
irrelevant.
Hazy, irrelevant.
Yeah,
I don't even remember. I don't remember anything other than this moment.
Yeah.
It was the biggest moment of one of the biggest moments of my life.
Right. Let them know the rest of the story.
So,
yeah, so, they're dying to hear it.
Yeah, I know. So she invites me into this back room or her bedroom.
Ooh.
And says, I want to show you something. I want you to do what I do because I want to show you something. It feels really good.
Oh, is she older than you? Or
she was, I think she was a little bit older.
Right.
Probably not much, I don't think.
Okay.
It was maybe a year or two older.
Sure.
Yeah. She said, I like to lay on the floor and put my feet up on the wall.
Okay.
So we laid on the floor and I just copied everything she did because she told me to just do what she did. And so I did. And she's laying on her back and she puts her feet up on the wall. And then she lifts her hips off the floor and she bunches up her shorts and her underwear, which it was early 80s. So it was like those little thin, like track shorts.
Oh, yeah. Just cotton shorts or something.
Cotton shorts with like the little white edging, I think.
Okay. And when you said bunch up, like kind of make like a rope in between
like a rope
her crotch?
In between. Yeah.
Okay.
So it went up all the way up the back, like your butt cheeks.
Like
and
a thong.
Up the, up the front. And she grabbed it and she started jiggling it, like wiggling it back and forth, moving it back and forth. And she said, I like to lift my hips when I do this because it feels better. And so I just copied everything she did.
Yeah.
And at first I remember thinking, This seems odd, you know, but it's exciting.
Like
it's kind of exciting me down there because I was watching her in pleasure.
Okay. You weren't doing that yet?
I wasn't doing it yet, but I was seeing what she was doing. I'm like, I mimicked what she did and started
Rubbing yourself.
Rubbing myself using my shorts back.
Did you have the same type of shorts or were they different shorts?
There was something similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cotton.
Because it was easy. Shorts. Yeah, I remember it was just easy to do that.
Wow.
And she, just watching her, I could see from the look on her face that she was having pleasure, like it was feeling good. And I kept going and I kept moving it and kept doing what she did. And I remember feeling, this is starting to feel tingly. This is new. You know, this feels good.
Yeah.
You know, this feels good. And
oh
my gosh. And I kept doing it. Like I think I remember thinking that, how long do I do this for?
Oh,
and
wow.
She said, just keep doing it until you feel something good. Like it will feel good. Just
right.
Keep doing it until you feel it. And so
you hit the something good part and you're like, oh, here we go.
So I just kept going. And I remember just the feeling of it just being so, oh God, it was just this release, and I was like, oh my God, thinking to myself, oh my God,
it's magic.
Like, it's magic.
I found magic.
Yeah.
I had magic in
like,
me.
I'm sure the look on both of our faces were just, but it probably did it, I'm sure, five more times in a row after that, because I remember running home and finding, like, because I think she said, go, do you have any sexy music?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I think we have some sexy music at home. And this was the time of 8 tracks.
What sexy music as an 8-year-old?
As an 8-year-old, sexy music was Elvis Presley.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What I ended up coming back.
That's okay.
With an 8-track of Elvis Presley. And so we must have had Elvis Presley on in the background. And
I don't
remember listening to it, but I remember masturbating for a while that day.
I get what she means, though, by sexy music. Because, like, you and I watch porno together almost every time.
Yeah.
Not every time, but almost. And there has been some, it's production-type porno, you know, the big studio-type stuff. But there have been some hot music.
Yeah.
And other clips that we've downloaded and put on that flash drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your first time like?
My first time was in the bathtub And I was young enough, I know, because of what happened, okay? I don't think I was anywhere near 13 yet. It was like late 10, 11-ish, possibly 12. And I was in the tub, and, you know, every kid jacks around in the tub. You know, you fuck around, you're playing with shit, you're thinking of all kinds of stuff. Well, I was cleaning my cock. Well, I should say I was cleaning my penis. It wasn't a cock quite yet, but it is now. I was cleaning my penis thoroughly, and I was getting erect, and it felt fantastic, and I kept doing it. I kept, you know, getting it hard. I'm like, how big is this thing going to get? This is all right. Mm-hmm. So it felt amazing. So I'm like, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but I did not want to stop. And I was prepared to, you know, rub the skin off my penis because something was going to happen. Yeah. And I was wanting that. So I drained some of the water out of the tub to where I had about an inch of water left. It was just hitting my balls. And I added some more hot water to kind of heat things up. So as I'm shuffling my cock, as I'm stroking my dick, my balls are kind of splashing in the water. Mm-hmm. And it's just feeling fucking amazing. So I kept going and kept going. And then I did it faster. And you go faster. And I tried the other hand. What's this like? Oh, fuck, it's good, but it's a little different. Mm-hmm. Go back to I was right-handed, so I was doing it with my right hand. I could feel a transition happen, like an initial, and forgive me, my allergies are killing me. Forgive me. I was feeling a change in my body. I was feeling like more electrified. It was more hummy, more vibrating, more, it was warmer. Things were just getting hot. And I orgasmed, but nothing shot out. So that's why I don't think I was probably even 13 yet. I was late 10, maybe 11-ish, or possibly 12 years old.
Prepubescent.
Yeah. It was a prepubescent orgasm.
Did you like thrash around or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thrashed around and I immediately like laid back in the water and just was like, I was writhing in pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I was touching my dick and my balls because I like ball play. Like, as a man, mm-hmm. I like to grab my fucking nuts, you know? Mm-hmm. I know that may seem silly and everybody out there has their preference.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Everyone
has it or likes it their own way.
Yeah, so that was my first time. I want to know. And I think they do too. What are your orgasms like now?
Well, you know what? Before we do that, I heard there was a funny story about your first
time. Oh, yeah, the shampoo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
You told me this once before. Yes.
Thank you. So I jerked off with shampoo. Like, so I was cleaning my cock or my penis with shampoo as a kid, the first time I had an orgasm. And, of course, after you orgasm the first time, you're doing it nonstop. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing it 6-7 times a day. You can't wait for your parents to leave the house or to, you know, go off in that closet or wherever, however, and rub one out. So I was using her shampoo, and she gave me a little seminar one day of how much shampoo to use to wash my hair. My hair.
You're using too much.
Yeah, she said, oh, you just squeeze about a size of a quarter in the palm of your hand. I'm like, yeah, I'm squeezing a size of a quarter in the palm of my hand until I rub it out and it's dry and I got to squeeze another quarter.
She probably thought you were just making bubble bath out of it or something.
So I was using way too much shampoo. God bless my mother.
Funny. That's a really cute story.
Sorry. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yeah, I thought that was a wonderful story we're sharing.
Yeah.
We can all relate to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, having, you know, you said that you would do it like 6-7 times a day, and that's,
oh, yeah,
that's exactly how it was for me, and I would just find anything and everything. I figured out more ways of doing it and different things I could rub it on. And
Yeah,
I remember doing that on things a lot like that when I was a kid, like furniture and things like that.
Why do you think some people take so long to explore themselves or find or figure out how to orgasm?
I think it's how you're raised is a large part of it, and also circumstance. Like, you may not
That's true.
Live in a family and no one knows to talk about it or show, and you never find out about it
True.
Until you're much older, or you hear someone else talking about it, or you see something on TV or something like that, or it's an accidental thing.
Yeah. You're just tired of not knowing.
Yeah.
You want to figure it out.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I have had orgasms in my sleep. I will wake up.
Whoa.
I will have them. I'm not touching myself or anything.
Oh, this is new to me, people. Please continue.
I would have them in my sleep. Like, I will have a dream
Wow.
that's so intense that I will start orgasming and it will wake me up. And
Wow.
I've had to finish. I'll take my hand and finish it, because otherwise it feels a little bit painful, because it's coming from like a core type of thing, or
the
like
root.
An internal.
It's your root.
Or G-spot, my root. Yeah, it's
yeah.
coming from there. It's something is triggering it. But yeah, that's happened to me. I've had that happen several times throughout life. And
wow.
I don't know what brings it on, but
if any of you have had that experience where you've had a dream and then you woke up and jerked off or rubbed one out, post a comment in the Facebook group if you would. First of all, we'd love to have you as a member. It helps engagement and helps the algorithm and all that stuff. But we want to know. And I think others are like you as well. So go to facebook.com/groups/ how to have better sex. Thank you. So let's hear about your orgasm now.
Okay.
Talk about just the last one, when like...
the biggest one of my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so big now. They transcend time and space, and it's so energetic. It's tantric. It's so much bigger than just a physical orgasm. And I think because we do use THC products,
yeah,
that's a large part of it for me, that since doing that, they've just gotten so much bigger because of that, but also because we've grown it like...
Oh, we've built upon
we've
it.
Built upon it like a muscle.
Yeah.
Like just
it
practicing.
Is a muscle, isn't it?
Practicing.
It's a
yeah.
Sex, or not really sex, but your orgasm is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be tantric sex. That wouldn't be a
right.
thing.
And I think we've just figured it out.
Right.
We've figured it out on our own, in our own way.
Right.
But it's very similar.
Yeah, we never studied tantra or tantric sex or anything like that.
Yeah. But my orgasms now, it transcends so much more than physical. And they're so big and so intense. It'll feel like I'm in like this vacuum space, like a room just by myself, all alone,
a bubble,
and it feels like I'm wrapped in this layer of energy. My eyes are usually closed during these moments, and I see things though in almost like in my mind's eye, like a dream.
Okay.
Or a
like
vision.
Your third eye.
My third eye.
Your
yeah.
third eye. You're seeing visions of stuff.
I see visions of stuff. I feel like I'm seeing another realm.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm in another realm. Sometimes it feels like I'm in heaven, perhaps. I mean, it's a
yeah.
feeling of just being somewhere so beautiful and blissful and pleasurable. It just feels so good. I see colors, maybe because I'm a Reiki healer, that I see
yeah.
colors when I orgasm, and each time is different.
And the THC is going to contribute to that, or it's certainly going to springboard your body's ability to mm-hmm. see those things.
True.
Right?
True.
Yeah.
But I'll see visions too. I'll see images of things.
Right.
Or I will see or feel that we are laying in a tropical location, and I can see green above us, and it feels we're actually somewhere else.
I see full scenes. Whoa.
Yeah.
In live motion? Like they're,
in live motion.
Oh, wow.
Like we're actually there. Like I've had an out-of-body experience.
Right.
And we are, both of us are physically
right.
somewhere else. Because it also feels so big that I merge with you.
Right.
I'll merge with you.
Right.
And
oh, we become one. So, yeah, describe what your body's going through when that's happening.
My body goes through such a buildup of everything that's in what I told before.
Yeah.
But on a level that is hard to comprehend because they keep getting bigger. And
right.
I don't know how that's possible because each time I have an orgasm, I'm like, that was the biggest one I've ever had.
Right.
And then I have one that's even bigger than that down the road or right. the next time.
Now, we do and sometimes then, take minor step backs.
We do.
We don't build every single time. But in a way, we are.
In a way, we are.
Yeah.
It will put me into like, it feels like I'm having a seizure.
Okay, yeah.
It'll overtake me and it's all, I don't have any control over my body. It controls me and I just let it control me and let it just flow through and do what it wants to do. But it will throw me. I feel like I have no control. I have contortions and facial expressions, and I'm sure
I've seen it
that I look pretty whacked out when I'm coming, because it'll feel like a bolt of energy or lightning just zooming right through me, and I'm like, and I won't breathe for like 30 seconds.
Oh.
Maybe not that long, but it feels like a long time.
I've got to tell you, your last orgasm was what, the night before?
Mm-hmm.
The night before last. Your last orgasm, when you recognized you were hitting your peak, mm-hmm. and your buildup was huge. Your buildup was beautiful, and it took a while, which is so pleasurable.
I love that, too.
Right as you recognized you were hitting your peak,
mm-hmm.
I saw panic in your face.
I'm sure I did.
You were like, oh, my God. It's like one of those. You didn't say anything, but...
I know.
You did that, but then your body just what you've like thrusted backwards, just completely flat. Whoa! If you could have, your whole body would have sunk right through the mattress.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then you kind of thrashed a little bit.
Yeah. That felt like a seizure to me. And I know I'm not having a seizure. I'm not doing anything like that, but it feels so intense and such, it just is hard to describe it now in a way that makes sense to someone that doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Right,
right. Or I can't imagine it.
And you you held your breath. You were like...
I just forget to breathe.
Yeah,
it's you were... Like, it's like going, and then never breathing again.
Okay, so during the time you're holding your breath,
mm-hmm.
are you just in a state of pure bliss?
Yes. Yes.
That happens to me too.
So it is. It's a gasp of like...
like just blissful pleasure.
Yeah. Like that.
It's a state that you don't want to be out of.
Yeah.
You want to remain in that state of just, pure, beautiful, blissful pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're always... We look out for one another. You're always so sweet. You pull me out of it.
Yeah. So when I saw the panic on your face. I knew it was going to be just a monumentally enormous orgasm for you because we'd kind of built up. We bought some new toys.
Yeah, we did.
We played with those, and they were super hot.
Mm-hmm.
Super hot. We both got new
That's
toys.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Our toys.
That's when we go deep.
Yeah.
That's when Amy and I get very vulnerable and tell you all our dirty little naughty juicy secrets.
Yeah.
So when I saw the panic, I knew it was going to be big. Your orgasm was massive, and you were holding your breath for quite a while, an alarming amount of time for me, because I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, she's got THC in her. I've got THC in me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be aware and recognize to bring you back. That's why I said, breathe,
right.
Breathe, breathe. So you listening... When you get to this level, and if you're here by chance like we have and just pure luck, like Amy and I feel like we won the sexual lottery, and that's why we're sharing our winnings with you. When you get to this stage where your orgasms can really overpower you, they can really fully consume you. So a part of your brain, or and at least your partner's, has to be cognizant and aware of, hey, don't let them go all the way into the abyss.
Because it'll feel like you want to.
Yeah. Oh, you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have, your partner should be there to help the other partner recognize, okay, they need to breathe, or let's start the recovery process. Because after the peak, there are, and you'll talk about it when I let you finish your story. And I'm sorry, I'm okay. Like dominating your side.
No, we each have our perspective on what it looks like for the other.
Yeah.
Like you see what it looks like in me, so.
Yeah. When you get to this point, you just have to look out for one another. Mm-hmm. You know, it's super important to look out for one another.
Yeah.
But you also want them to enjoy that as long as their body can tolerate.
Yeah, because you don't, I could just keep holding my breath forever.
Same.
Just because it feels like, oh, if this is what it feels like to die, I'm okay with that. Like, I've had the best orgasm of my life.
Absolutely.
I'm with the man that I love. This has been the best moment ever. And hey, what a way to go. It has to be. Not that I want to die.
More.
Like, no one wants, you know, wants that. But
absolutely. And if that feeling you and I are experiencing, and we experience it together, and it doesn't happen every single time like that.
No, but sometimes I cry.
Yeah, sometimes you weep. Yeah. Yeah. We've both blacked out momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
Yeah.
But we have. Yeah. I just know that our orgasms are large enough to where we have to be healthy to get through them, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But yeah, I loved witnessing your orgasm the other night. That was
amazing.
I knew you were in for a big one, you know, because the oral was just on point. The new toys.
You could teach oral, for sure.
And I've thought about that. I've thought about it, but because it's so much more than just a wet tongue on a wet pussy.
Mm-hmm.
The way you described your orgasms are how I feel as well. And you give me a fantasy. And we allow that with one another because we've had we've gone through our survey. We created it mm-hmm. based on what we've been able to do. And we're able to give one another the best fantasies that we can come up with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that stems from masturbation, and that's a future episode as well.
Right.
But what our sex, our openness and vulnerability has done for us on a relationship level, I could not be a happier man.
I know.
With a woman. or whoever. You know what I mean? I could not be happier with another human being than with you. I think our relational capital, our relational bank account is so full and so strong. And that seems to be the trick and the key to a successful relationship.
I agree.
Is good open communication, and especially during sex mm-hmm. or about sex.
And being vulnerable with each other.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Being vulnerable. So that has, that to me, that completely eliminates the need for me to ever even want to look at another woman. I have zero desire.
Me too.
And I know we're impenetrable. Nothing. If a hot stud tried to take you away from me,
or like, you mean like
would it happen?
Like Ryan Reynolds?
Well, no, I mean,
I'm
like,
kidding.
Well,
no,
I would give you a pass if Ryan showed up at the door.
If he showed up at the door, he doesn't compare to you, babe.
Well, he's got better hair and more money, but
no. But years ago, before I met you, I asked the universe for the perfect man, and I wrote out this whole thing.
Aww.
About what I was looking for, like Aww. So tall and looked like Ryan Reynolds and had an athletic build and was funny and had, you know, a certain size penis. And so I got very
Well, don't
specific.
Reveal too much yet.
I'm not. But it was very specific. And I've had the hots for Ryan Reynolds for years. And when I met you, that flew out the window. Like it's...
Well, thank you.
Like your comedy,
Aww.
You look like him. Like I couldn't have asked.
Like
for
I said, he's got better hair and more money.
No,
so.
I couldn't have asked for a better placement.
But if he showed up, you would, you'd be flattered. He's a wonderful person and a nice looking man.
But he doesn't have. We wouldn't have what you and I have.
Which the sex wouldn't be the same.
Sex
would
wouldn't
it?
Be the same because you and I have built this amazing 10x your sex, and so I have no desire either.
Well, that's how I feel too. Yeah. I love that. And I love that feeling. But that has made us so strong.
Yes.
So strong. We may bicker on occasion.
Well, that's any couple.
Any couple who lives together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't argue. And we never argue about sex.
Never.
We just don't.
No need to.
No, I love it.
Me too.
Well, what else should we talk about? We covered your first time, my first time, how you come now, how I come now, mm-hmm. our relationship. If you guys have a topic idea, questions you'd like us to cover on the show, you can email them to us at 10xyoursex@gmail.com. 10x is the number 10 and then an x, yoursex@gmail.com. Amy and I both read them. We both review them. And we'll talk about them on the show. We'll call you out if you want. Otherwise, we don't have to. We'll keep your name private. Should we talk about the survey?
Well, the survey is important. I think the survey is something that everyone should take and their partner should take, because that's really where it all starts. And that's the first couple podcasts we did. We talked about that and how important it is to just be vulnerable and be willing to open and explore the possibility of something bigger, something better, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing. And the survey is written so well, you will know exactly what areas you perhaps need to focus on, areas that you want to
It'll help them take that first step.
It'll help you take the first step.
So take the survey at sexualretreatsforcouples.com/survey. We mentioned the Facebook group. Join it if you are getting something out of these podcasts. And we can do open Ask Us Anything videos as well, possibly lives on Facebook. But the group is at facebook.com/groups/ how to have better sex. Okay, babe, what else should we talk about?
I think we covered quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, we did good.
Yeah, we did really good.
Well, everybody, we thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. I can't wait to talk about more stuff.
Kind of turned me on, to be honest with you.
Me too. I'm ready.
All right. We'll see you all soon.
Thank you.